This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Life sometimes brings us turmoil. Trauma, serious illness and disability, or a major change may cause strong feelings such as stress, anxiety, depression, or grief. Sometimes we need a guide, a companion, or a witness in our journey to emotional wellness. A good therapist can be all that. Good therapy empowers the person, strengthens their relationship, brings peace to the heart and joy to life. Finding creative solutions to life's questions can make all the difference.
Those are the opening lines on the Art and Play Therapy website of Mehdi Naimi, who is a registered art therapist practicing on Vancouver Island. And Mehdi joins us on the phone. Welcome to People First Radio.
Thank you.
Mehdi, tell us about the profession of art therapy. Where did it come from and what are its goals?
Well, I don't know how much time we have, but it could start with 30,000 years ago, when people went into the back of their dark caves and drew images on the rocks, and in a way they were. The one guess is that they were trying to reconcile and integrate their understanding of their environment and their life to be able to survive in a peaceful manner with the environment, and to this day we're still trying to find ways of doing that, how sort of ways of understanding ourselves and our environment and ways of reconciling those. It was towards the end of the 19th century when a new branch of science came on, as a psychology, and in a more sort of serious and research-based way, different people try to understand human psyche in different ways, and then towards the beginning to middle of 20th century, there were artists who went to hospitals, for example, working with bringing in some art material to soldiers who came back from wars, and because they knew that art can help people enjoy themselves, and that's all they had in mind. But over time, they found out that the making art is actually helping these people find some peace and also help them in their recovery, in their physical recovery. So there have been different sort of contributories to the emergence of art therapy as a profession. And it was towards the second half of the 20th century that art therapy became a profession. Associations were formed in U.S. and in Canada and in U.K. to bring all the people who used art in their practice of therapy with clients and sort of to establish standards of practice, ethics and techniques and education standards and so on. And so now we have, right now in Canada, we have Association of Canadian Art Therapists, and in a couple of provinces we have Association of Art Therapists, and we have schools who train art therapists and so on. So it has become a whole system in itself.
Are there different types or schools, I guess you might say, of art therapy?
Just like in all branches of psychology, there are different approaches and different philosophies of art therapy. There are Jungian and Freudian psychoanalytical approaches. There could be more cognitive approaches. There could be more expressive approaches. So they're all different. They can be very different in the way they look. But at the two extremes, there's this understanding that one approach to using art in therapy is just a sort of a therapeutic use of art, meaning that just we know that we that making art is therapeutic in itself. It helps people feel better just by making art. And at the other extreme is art that is made in a relationship where the therapist helps the person, the maker of the art, to understand what is happening in the art and sort of elicit interpretations from the person. And that helps the person to understand themselves better, understand their view of the world and their life better. So that's a psychotherapy of art, and the other extreme is the therapeutic use of art. And people function, practitioners and art therapists function somewhere in between those two extremes normally.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at choy.ca.
Art therapy uses the creative process of making art to improve and enhance physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Artistic self-expression and the creative process can help people resolve conflicts and problems, develop interpersonal skills and manage behavior, reduce stress, increase self-esteem and self-awareness, and achieve insight. Art therapy integrates the fields of human development, visual art, and the creative process with counseling and psychotherapy approaches. Mehdi Naimi is an artist, an art teacher, and a registered Canadian art therapist, and he joins us by phone today.
Mehdi, tell us more about the practice of art therapy. What would a course of treatment, if that's the word that would be used, what would a course of treatment or involvement with art therapy look like?
Well, there's no set course of sort of treatment. It all depends on the person who goes for art therapy and what their needs are and where they're at. It's a very in its sort of ideal form, like any form of art therapy. It's the therapist is present and attending to the needs of the person in the here and now. What happens in an art therapy session is that there are things that people are not able to talk about. There are things that people are not aware of in their life. They are just stuck. They feel stuck because of, and then the way they know they're stuck because they have strong feelings of maybe anxiety or indecision or depression and such, and those are signals to what might be going on underneath. And to get to those deeper levels in the psyche, art is used in a way that, or better said, art materials are used in to facilitate the expression. So the person can be given just a set of a choice of art materials, maybe crayons, markers, paint, clay, and so on, or just magazine pictures, and to make an image or just play with the art material in a way sort of to make mark on the paper and whatnot, and then to explore the feelings that come up in that experience, and slowly that would open the door to the expression of the feelings underneath.
So over time, how is a success or progress measured or observed, and what then constitutes success in art therapy for the average individual?
Well, you can measure the effect in quantitative ways by using assessments, the standardized assessments of depression or anxiety and so on, or it could be qualitative in the way that that it shows in the client, that the person reports how they feel after some art therapy sessions, in the way that they, for example, they come to insights and decisions about where they want to go from how they have become unstuck and how they see their way more clearly. Those are all ways of knowing that there has been some progress.
What are some of the larger challenges, or the largest challenge that individuals face when they become engaged in an art therapy process?
I think the biggest one is the sort of the preconceived notion that you have to know how to make art. You have to be an artist. You have to be creative, so-called, to be able to be in art therapy. But it's kind of interesting that we don't assume that we have to be an orator or a great speaker if you want to go see a counselor. We just sit down and talk to the counselor. It's the same thing. To go see an art therapist, you don't really have to know colors and know composition. It's just you play with art materials and with images, with metaphors. You pick pictures, magazine pictures out of a box and glue them down on a piece of paper. And it's very relaxed and can even be fun. And just going with the flow of images and colors and exploring one's creativity, but that initial discomfort is really normal, and like any time you go see a counselor, any counselor, you could be nervous, but that goes away pretty quickly.
We have just a moment left in our conversation today, Mehdi. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, all I can say is I hope all your listeners get a chance to experience their creativity and their connection with themselves through art and art therapy.
Thanks very much for taking the time to join us. We really appreciated it.
Thanks for having me on.
Mehdi Naimi is an artist, an art teacher, and a registered Canadian art therapist. In addition to graduate studies in art therapy, Mehdi has received training in play therapy, sand play therapy, and a variety of talk therapies. You can find Mehdi online at artandplaytherapy.com.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.